We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, brave viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on As Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá, Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Tere Morisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aquaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Namoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Arenandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Arenandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Bue on Medium Network Service MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eternet City, Channel 26 on Tha Tanger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sukhbatara Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. and Channel 12 on MNBC Television Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, in Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin, in Unakhan City in Henthi Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company, in Sunshine City in Darangab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Mandagob City, Channel 12 on Horo Cable TV, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network, in Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television, in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on demand of Chenghua Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV, and in Potu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV, in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company, in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Doliu Township in Jialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township in Beigang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore launches a community dialogue on the well-being of our animal friends. In innovation news, a New Zealand company designs personal jetpacks. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 30th, is the first day of Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew, one of the most important Jewish festivals. It begins at sundown of the previous day and lasts 7 or 8 days, depending on the tradition. This joyous occasion commemorates the liberation of the ancient Israelis through the leadership of Prophet Moses. Customs for this special time include family gatherings, lighting candles at night, and the retelling of the memorable Passover story. May all our Jewish brethren be graced with an illuminated and blessed Passover.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. 2.5 months after Haiti's severe 7.0 magnitude quake claimed over 200,000 lives, more than 1 million survivors in Port-au-Prince now face intense downpours, often from insufficient shelters surrounded by pools of water and mud. Since the initial disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai has followed the island nation's situation closely, conveying her deep sympathy and prayers. Having donated $134,000 for various forms of emergency aid, she asked that our association members render medical and surgical care as well as provide pain medication.
Combined with the steady donations from our international association members, the total contributions of $556,000 could obtain nearly $20 million in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living.
Our association's relief team, with international members mostly covering their own travel expenses, has been helping in Haiti since January. Each day, the cooking team currently prepares up to 4,000 vegan meals, which are in turn delivered to a village community in need, as well as regional orphanages, a church, a tent city, and a school.
We just arrived to another orphanage, and since we have been coming for the last 2 weeks, every day, lunch and dinner. The kids already know the car, so when they hear the sound of the car or just see the car, they come running to get the milk. They make a line and receive the warm milk from the warm container.
In accordance with Supreme Master Ching Hai's request, the relief team's focus most recently has been on bringing desperately needed tents and protective floor lining to survivors. Accompanied by other volunteers, some of our association members trekked 20 hours to distant mountain regions and other areas that have received little to no outside help.
We just arrived to another small place. It's literally next to the highway. We have the cars passing here. And these are like the houses of the people that are living here. Just made out of wooden sticks, and we're just made like something of kind of fabric, and with the same fabric they use it to wrap it around, and this is supposed to protect them from rain because the rainy season is here. So right now the relief team is going to give him some tents.
Nous sommes jusqu'à Laval, aux environs de 35 km à pied. Et nous venons ici pour voir et les gens qui sont très, très, très pauvres. Et leur maison est effondrée, écrasée, fissurée aussi. Il reste plus de 90 familles là-bas et on va et de l'autre côté à qui est environ 1h30 de plus. Mais on va quand même parce que nous voulons aider et c'est ça.
Merci. Chihai.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television. From the streets of Haiti.
Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following message to our association's relief team. Loving people of Rescue Team, I'm so touched by your dedication and so proud of you. Thank you for representing heaven. Imagine how happy the victims are to see you and feel your genuine love. Bless you, Ching Hai.
We extend our appreciation to all governments, organizations, and persons offering their help to the quake victims. Our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support and to our association's relief team for their caring endeavors. May heaven bless the Haitian people with returning comfort and stability as we pray that humanity's gentler ways ensure the protection of our planetary abode.
Southeastern U.S. coast endures severe storms. On Sunday, March 28th, heavy thunderstorms swept from the southern state of Florida northward to Virginia, bringing torrential rainfall, winds of more than 110 km per hour, and hail the size of tennis balls. Especially hard hit was North Carolina, with up to 8 tornadoes that touched down, injuring at least 3 people and causing damage to tens of houses while overturning numerous mobile homes and downing trees and power lines. On Monday, emergency management officials went door to door as affected communities began cleaning up to assess damage and render assistance. We thank the North Carolina and other emergency personnel for their speedy assistance. Our prayers for the continued safety of the American people and that the ecosphere's purity is renewed through our harmonious living with all co-inhabitants.
Strong aftershock hits Chile. Yet another powerful earthquake struck Chile on Sunday, March 28th, 1 month after a massive temblor and tsunami devastated the central part of the nation. The aftershock's magnitude 6.1 epicenter, located 282 kilometers southwest of the capital of Santiago, fortunately did not result in damage or injuries. We thank heaven for the protection of the quake-shaken people from further harm and pray that such distressing events are soon a thing of the past as we engage more and more in considerate, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
That amount is putting on a mask.
Ailing farmed animal operation leaves a legacy of health and eco hazards. In Indiana, USA, a malfunctioning lagoon is causing bubbles of potentially explosive methane to rise from beneath the plastic-lined pit of some 20 million gallons of manure generated by the 1,600 cows on a local farmer's dairy farm. Besides the methane bubbles, the lagoon is in danger of overflowing. Meanwhile, the farmer, unable to cope with operation costs, has filed for bankruptcy. Neighbors who have already been complaining of the farm's harmful odors and aggressive insects fear the imminent explosion of the methane bubbles, which could be dangerous and at the least would result in polluting manure being spread for miles. We are saddened to know of the damage to health and the environment of farmed animal operations as these. May we all avoid such calamities for ourselves and those around us by choosing only life and eco-saving plant-based fare.
Colombian Josue Daniel Calvo freed. 22-year-old Private Calvo was released on Sunday, March 28, following nearly a year's detainment. A humanitarian mission led by Senator Piedad Cordoba, along with the Colombian government's halting of all military operations, resulted in the smooth transfer of Private Calvo, whose father expressed gratitude for his son's peaceful freedom. We join in thankfulness for Private Calvo's well-being as we send our appreciation to Senator Cordoba, the Colombian government, and all who assisted in ensuring his safety. Wishing Private Calvo many celebrations of life in the joyous company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Record high temperatures reported across Canada, with parts of the Arctic and northern Quebec reaching more than 6 degrees Celsius above normal seasonal averages. The nation's meteorological service has reported that this past winter was the warmest and driest on record, along with up to 60% less precipitation in some regions for this year alone. The past decade has produced 4 of the 10 warmest years on record.
Meanwhile, in the United States, a recent analysis by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, affirmed that average temperatures in the past decade have continued to rise rapidly despite year-to-year fluctuations caused by El Niño and La Niña cycles.
Our heartfelt thanks, Canadian and U.S. scientists, for this revealing data, despite its unsettling observations. Let us all move now to adopt planet-cooling actions that restore the balance of our shared global home.
In a video message during a June 2009 climate change conference in Veracruz, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the quickest way to reverse the case of ever extreme temperature rise.
The past decade has twice, at least, seen the hottest average annual temperatures ever recorded in our planet's history. So we must cool the planet, first and foremost. And one of the most effective and fastest way to reduce the heat in the atmosphere is to eliminate methane production. Methane not only traps up to 72 times more heat than carbon, it also goes away from the atmosphere much faster than CO2. We can start by cutting down on the biggest methane producer in the world, that is animal raising. So, to cool the planet most quickly, we have to stop consuming meat in order to stop the livestock raising industry. If everyone in the world would adopt this simple but most powerful practice of an animal-free diet, then we could reverse the effect of global warming in no time. Thank you.
Save our planet, Earth Hour and the Veg Solution to Global Warming. From the Victoria Harbour in Hong Kong. To the Alhambra Palace in Spain. To New York's Times Square and San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, USA. Famous international landmarks dim their lights at 8:30 p.m. on March 27th. It was the symbolic environmental awareness event, Earth Hour, which was started by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, and Supreme Master Television's correspondents covered this exciting movement around the globe.
日本の東京からこんにちは。私はライトが間もなく消えようとしている東京の名所、東京タワーの近くに立っています。間もなく消灯の時間です。今明かりが消えました。東京タワーが真っ暗です。
Здравейте от България, София! Намираме се пред Народния театър в центъра на столицата, където всеки момент очакваме да гасат светлините точно за един час. I am standing here in Helsinki in the boulevard, in Esplanade Boulevard, and we are witnessing the Earth Hour event that just started a few minutes ago.
Through creative activities including candlelit dinners, to bicycle-powered concerts.
It's all driven by bicycles.
Participants in thousands of cities gathered in shared concern about climate change and explored lifestyle changes to stop it.
We should definitely walk more.
I'm now in Hong Kong, Shimshanghai, Shingang Daidou. The World Nature Foundation,除了今晚八點半有熄燈行動一小時之外，它下午已經有很多不同的攤位遊戲去提倡低碳生活。
More vegetables, less meat.
As part of Earth Hour, many talked about the most efficient and fastest way to cool the planet, switching to a plant-based diet.
牛羊佢哋会排出嘅甲烷嗰个嘅气体会增加暖化嘅程度咧，所以我哋都会鼓励大家少肉多菜。
I think one thing that everyone needs to kind of apply to their life is to reduce their own carbon footprint. And one of the great ways is to have a healthy lifestyle by eating less meat and eating more veggies. I think that it's crucial that everyone follows along with that trend.
If everyone does it, it does make a difference.
One person can do very much, one of the biggest, by becoming a vegetarian.
素食当然也可以减碳嘛，哈，那同时也是非常环保的。
Impossible to conceive of feeding going on for 7 billion people on the earth on beef. It just can't happen.
El exceso de consumo de carne que está lleva aparejado en muchos casos la destrucción de las selvas tropicales de los bosques para producir forrajes o bien para abrir campos y pastos para la producción de carne. Por tanto, esta es una opción que nosotros recomendamos y que nos parece muy muy importante. Bueno para el medio ambiente, bueno para la salud y seguramente también hasta más ético para el comportamiento que tenemos con los animales. Sé vegetariano, sé ecológico y por lo tanto ayuda a salvar el planeta.
건강을 생각해서라도 채식을 하는 게 좋을 것 같아요.
야채를 많이 먹고 동물도 보호하고 기후 변화도 예방합시다.
Millions and millions and millions of gallons every year go into the production of meat and that's water we can use for a lot of things. So hey, guess what? Skip the meat, buy vegetables, enjoy yourself in a great vegetarian meal. Not only will you live longer, but guess what? So will the Earth. Thanks for coming out tonight.
I really love Earth, and I hope that you guys do as well.
Queremos tener un planeta limpio para cuando llegue nuestra generación.
Kudos to all participating groups, governments, and citizens for making Earth Hour 2010 a success, with everyone doing their individual part of making the earth-saving choice to be veg and go green. Our planet's future is sure to be only bright.
Earth Hour 2010. Be veg. Go green.
save the planet.
素食环保救地球，耶！
素食环保，
素食环保，
拯救地球，
拯救地球，
素食环保，
素食环保，
拯救地球，
拯救地球。
Be rich, go green, save the planet. Yeah!
Be rich, go green, save the planet.
Be rich, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Save our planet.Thai Environment Minister wins prestigious Environmental Conservation Award. Minister of Natural Resources and Environment Suit Kun Kitty has been honored with the J. Paul Getty Award for Conservation Leadership, along with a $200,000 cash prize. The distinction recognizes His Excellency's outstanding efforts in eliminating illegal wildlife trade and creating corridors as well as sanctuaries for their passage.The minister is also known for his establishment of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Wildlife Enforcement Network, or ASEAN-WEN, which has become a model for South Asian nations as well. Our accolades and admiration, Your Excellency, for your caring endeavors and achievements. May your noble example inspire us all toward a world of respectful coexistence among humans and animals alike.
Save Our Planet. Canada's Department of Fisheries and Oceans states that global warming has caused a reduction in sea ice needed by harp seal pups as habitat for feeding and is the cause for a large number of their deaths in the eastern Gulf of St. Lawrence.
Save Our Planet. With 16.4 million hectares of organically tilled crops and a ranking of second largest organic farming country in Africa, Tunisia's BioExpo 2010 event is attended by international exhibitors and investors as it promotes both organic practiceand products.
Save Our Planet. Germany's Environment Ministry reports that a full 10% of energy in 2009 was generated from sustainable sources, such as geothermal, solar, and wind, thus moving the country closer to her 18% goal for 2020.
Save Our Planet. In the article, The Meat-Free Way to a Healthier Planet, published in the United Arab Emirates English-language newspaper, The National, journalist Amanda Hamilton explains the importance of reducing meat to save the planet.
Hello, I'm the bear to the sheep, and my vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. I'm here with a tip of the day. Did you know that there are non-toxic nail polishes and nail polish removers? Many of these are water-based. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather!
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News from Costa Rica.
Our association members from Costa Rica organized a 2-mile walk in downtown San Jose, Costa Rica, in order to raise awareness about how we can halt global warming through following the vegan diet. Different organizations that also promote the plant-based lifestyle or animal defense joined, including the NOAA Arts Association, the Spoon Revolution, and Veg Life. SOS banners and other signs encouraging the compassionate animal-free diet to save the earth were carried, while SOS flyers were given to the public. A local television station also broadcast the event. After the walk, participants gathered at the Sabana Metropolitan Park for a fair hosted by our association members. Complimentary vegan food was offered along with recipes and cruelty-free cooking demonstrations. In addition, other vital information about the harmful consequences of meat consumption and the benefits of the organic vegan lifestyle was shared.
¿Usted sabía que la carne contribuye al calentamiento global?
No tenía conocimiento hasta ahora que estaba leyendo la literatura que aquí me proporcionaron. Ahí me estoy dando cuenta de la situación tan difícil que tiene la humanidad. Tomar cartas en el asunto, en el lugar de consumir menos carne y cosas animales y tratar de hacer algo por el ambiente.
¿Qué mensaje compartiría con nuestros amigos televidentes?
Por favor, piensen un poquito en el sufrimiento que tienen los animales día con día, los miles y miles de animales que sufren simplemente por satisfacer nuestro gusto, nuestro paladar. Y creo que siempre hay una forma más saludable de hacerlo y una forma más humana de ser.
Moreover, at the fair, the National Red Cross gave safety talks on how to prepare for and act in case of severe weather and other emergency events. Our sincere appreciation participating individuals and groups for promoting the safeguarding of our earth through the plant-based diet. And a special thanks to the National Red Cross for your continued commitment to the well-being of global citizens. May we soon live in a world in which all precious lives are honored and cherished.
In animal welfare news, Singapore launches a community dialogue on the health and happiness of our co-inhabitants. The Youth Forum on Animal Welfare, Animals Matter to Me, was the first forum of its type in Singapore. Chongbang Community Club Youth Executive Committee and Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, both of Singapore, sponsored the gathering of over 200 young people. Dr. Mohamed Maliki bin Osman, Parliamentary Secretary, Ministry of National Development, and Dr. Lim Wee Kik, Member of Parliament for Sembawang Group Representation Constituency, took part in the talks. Dr. Kik stated, "It is heartening to see more youths coming forward to champion animal welfare. This is certainly a step towards a more gracious society and nation. Our heartfelt gratitude, Singapore and all those who attended this important conference. May we gladly embrace our sacred role as guardians of God's magnificent animal kingdom." Up next on Noteworthy News, a New Zealand company designs a jetpack that could save lives in emergency situations. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More merry news when we return, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, shining news for a radiant world. In innovation news, a New Zealand company designs personal jetpacks. Martin Aircraft, a company based in Christchurch, has created a 200-horsepower dual-propeller personal jetpack. It can travel about 48 kilometers in 30 minutes on a full tank of fuel. Weighing less than 115 kilograms, the pack can reach up to 2,400 meters high and go as fast as more than 96 kilometers per hour. It is thought that it could be used to save lives in emergency situations. The company, in collaboration with a partner, plan to start manufacturing 500 packs a year. Congratulations, Martin Aircraft, on your exciting invention. We wish you much success in your future endeavors of bringing this new means of traveling to the world.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Russian, entitled Hot Bath.
Чтобы успокоить нервы, мужик принимал горячую ванну. Только он расслабился, позвонили в дверь. Он встал из ванны, надел шлепанцы и халат и подошел к двери. Продавец у двери хотел узнать, не понадобятся ли ему щетки. Закрыв дверь, мужик вернулся в ванну. В дверь снова позвонили. Он надел шлепанцы и халат и поплелся к двери. Сделав один шаг, он поскользнулся на мокром полу и упал, ударившись спиной о твердую порцелановую ванну. Тихо ругаясь, он с трудом натянул одежду и, чувствуя боль при каждом движении, поехал к доктору. Осмотрев его, доктор сказал: «Знаете, вам повезло, ничего не сломано, но вам нужно расслабиться. Почему бы вам не поехать домой и не принять горячую ванну?»
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Since I began watching Supreme Master Television daily, I feel nearer to heaven. How can you be so positive and spiritual on this mundane planet? You're like blissful rain on earth from heaven. Thank you. Grace from the United Kingdom.
Elevated Grace, thanks for your very sweet comments. May you continue to always feel God's infinite love, with blessings of the divine to you and all the gentle citizens of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with the glorious songs of heaven. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China's top political advisor, Jia Qingying, and chairman of the National Council of Namibia, Assert Kapere, meet and pledge to strengthen bilateral cooperation in all fields.
A new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology shows that quitting smoking significantly improves artery health and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Agricultural ministries in Orlak or Vietnam and Mozambique sign joint cooperation agreements as government representatives express a mutual wish to foster greater friendship between their countries.
When Vermont, USA resident Ernest Chamberlain found $9,400 in cash, he brought it to the police, where it was later claimed by the rightful owner, who gratefully said that the funds were intended to pay his taxes.
Azerbaijani Foreign Minister Elmar Mamadyarov and newly appointed Ukrainian Foreign Minister Konstantin Grishchenko discuss matters of shared interest at a meeting in Moscow, Russia.
Taipei's city's Animal Protection Office announces plans to increase the number of dog parks in the Formosan or Taiwanese capital to provide the city's growing number of animal companions with adequate space for exercise.
To protect public health, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, or CFIA, warns against consuming certain vanilla and butterscotch-flavored ice cream sundae products due to listeria contamination.
As an unidentified flying object was sighted by numerous residents in Kujan, Tajikistan, teenager Baktovar Kershedzad was able to record 50 seconds of footage on his cell phone video camera before the object accelerated and disappeared.
Following surgery and recuperation in Germany, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak returns to his homeland and resumes leadership from Prime Minister Ahmed Nazif.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping visits Finnish Prime Minister Matti Vanhanen in Helsinki, where they quarterly commemorate the 60th anniversary of their country's diplomatic relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.